try to hold you very long. Not over an hour or two. But I had that heavy on my mind this morning. It's still there. I thought Caleb preached, and he would give it all away, but it's still there.
Who read that happen to
you? In Titus. A couple of verses. Only one on Summer's Hill. I may mispronounce some words. Can't say it good. Can't pronounce words no way. In Titus, the first chapter, first verse. Paul, the servant of God, and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect, and the knowledge of the truth, which is after godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. I want to you to dwell on a couple words there in that scripture. We know that Apostle Paul showed up a servant of God, and then the apostle of God and Jesus Christ. But I want you to notice something. After godliness. After godliness.
Yeah.
God expects us to live for Him, work for Him, and be obedient.
That's
and
right.
After that, then He will come through. Many times He said if we would do one thing, then He would come through for us. So, after godliness. You ever notice that? Tonight as we leave this scripture, but I want you to notice after godliness. Let's go back to the 15th chapter of St. John's Gospel. The Bible said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman.
Yeah.
Every branch in me, I that bringeth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it might bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you.
Yep. Amen.
As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I'm gonna quit reading right there, but I want you to notice tonight, I after godliness, we've got so many people, I make the believe as we look across the world, they want to do their thing, they also want the blessings, and that of God, God pour it on me, and I will go do whatever I want to do, I am my own man, we are our own man for a while, but whenever God, I get angry, whenever the wrath of God, begins to fall, we will wish, that we would have been more godly, listen, after godliness, brother, then we can look, and we can hope, for eternal life, Jesus, He promised us eternal life, if we would live with Him, for Him, come out among the world, and be a separated people, how can we, be a separated people, I'm tied up with the world, let the things of God, go, brother, the Bible said, He said, I am the true vine.
That's right.
And my Father is a husbandman. And every branch, that bringeth not forth fruit, he don't get no plainer, than he said, my Father will take it away. My brother, listen, we have a spiritual mind, we have a spiritual being, but what do we have, whenever the spiritual being, is gone, we're dried up, of all the flesh.
Amen.
That hits me hard too.
Amen.
Because I know I come short.
Amen.
But he's saying, you can do nothing on your own.
Yeah. Amen.
You might as well, I'd pack it up, I'd forget it. I will not. I do anything on her own. Except I will abide in the vine. If we abide in the vine, then we can be godly. After godliness, we can receive the blessings of God. I can see a man. Two men one time. Elijah. He was going to Jericho. And Elisha was trading with him. And he said, you abide here. The Lord has sent me to Jericho. And he said, as the man thou livest, and my soul liveth, he said, I will not leave you.
Yeah, amen.
Listen.
Bless.
And it's going to Bethel.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Right.
Then I tell you what. And it's going across Jordan. I listen. And he wouldn't leave him. He said, as I liveth and my soul liveth, I will not leave you. I believe that he would abide in the son, in the man of God. He would follow him. He wouldn't let go. For nothing. Elisha said, as they went over on dry ground, you talk about the power of God. He stretched forth his mantle, and the waters began to roll back for them boys that they went over and on their way. Elisha said to Elisha, he said, you ask, you stuck with me.
Yeah.
You ask what you will, and it will be done. He said, let a double portion of thine spirit be upon me.
Yeah.
What is what if something to ask?
Yeah.
Elisha, he was filled with the power of God. Then a double portion I would have made it another time over there. So Elisha, he had power with God.
Amen.
Why? Because he abided.
That's right.
If he'd have stayed back under somewhere, he'd have missed out on the whole thing.
Yep. That's right.
That's what's going to happen to us. Whenever we sit down up on God, one day I will miss the landing.
That's right. You mean?
He said if we bring forth not fruit, he take it away.
Right. Yeah.
If we bring forth fruit, he purges us that we bring forth more fruit. He likes for us to be fruitful. Listen, in godliness, that he will bless us, and he will add more fruit to us. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yeah, man.
If you have a basket of apples, and being godly, he will give you two baskets.
Yeah.
That you might bring forth more.
That's right. Amen.
Listen, it seems like that we're going the wrong direction.
Right.
People are dropping out of church world.
Yeah.
Bible said that there would come a time that there would be a great falling away. Riding down across the years, I have seen people dropping out and not serving God. I lovers of pleasure. I'm more than lovers of God. I listen today. We need to set our aim towards a place that God promised before the foundation of the world. And listen, and we have a determination. If we have a longing, to go there, brother, listen, it awaits our coming.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
You notice. Every time you read something in the Bible like Elijah and Elisha, it was after godliness.
Yeah.
It was after abiding.
Right.
It was after a sticking with Elijah. He said, I ain't going to leave you. I will be there, and he was.
That's right. Yeah.
And on their way across Jordan, whenever they're with, can you imagine? I listen to what he thought. As the waters roll back, can you imagine? How the storms of life, how God has separated them and rolled them back.
Yeah.
Because maybe we are afraid and ask God, God to help us
Amen.
In a situation.
That's right.
Many times maybe we have faced a dead sorrow, a pain, because of righteousness of God, of godless righteousness, then the Lord has rolled back. Listen, a pain brought us out of situations that would have took us down, maybe caused us to be crippled, our bed flies. I don't know. Other because we ask that God seem fit to bring us through. Oh Lord, if you'll help me out of this predicament that I'm in, I will live for you. My brother, listen, it's better to not even make a vow than to make one and break it. Tonight, are we really abiding in the vine? Listen, the Lord is blessing us.
Yeah.
And it's scary for me. I'm looking at it. I'm looking at how, in the last 6 months, how God has blessed this place. Over abundance. We need to dig in and bring forth fruit. For Him. We need to still come to the plate and say, here am I, Lord. Take me and use me. Listen for a little while.
Amen.
God, we can't outgive God.
Right.
We can't outwork God. And listen, you won't outsmart Him.
That's right. Amen.
Listen. He said, He promised us eternal life, them that live for Him. How many people down through the cross of the Bible do you find that just turned and went the other way?
Yeah.
Listen, I'm looking. And I said it this morning, I preached it on it. I Wednesday night, I can't get away from it. I said that there was Mary, Martha, and a Lazarus, brother, and they was a friend, and that to Jesus, they served Him, they loved Him, and one day Lazarus died, and then he was buried, but Jesus come forth, and said, Lazarus, come forth, brother, listen, after that, the next few days, they fixed a great supper for Lazarus, and they were set at the table with his sisters.
Yeah.
I said this morning, he was not sick no more.
That's right.
He got sick and died.
Bless
he
you.
Was not sick no more.
Amen.
And the family was heartbroken. You know how it is when a loved one is called out of this world. It breaks our heart, and we're hurt. Come deep in. Mary and Martha, they didn't hurt no more.
Right.
Had their brother with them.
Right.
I believe with all of my heart, he's trying to show us what's fixing to happen.
Yeah.
Life beyond death.
Amen.
There was a man. He was a dead man, dead as a mackerel. And at the voice of Jesus, he come forth.
That's right. Amen.
He come forth and said it means. And I said the other night that there's a marriage supper of the Lamb that I want to be at.
Yeah.
Listen, sit down at the marriage supper of the Lamb.
Yeah.
And Jesus is going to be there.
Right.
All the saints is going to be there.
Yeah.
And the loved ones that made it all the way, abided in the vine, died in the Lord. After godliness, I will sit down at the marriage supper of the Lamb. What a gathering. Whenever all of God's people is reunited back together. Brother, listen. I make you believe that it'll be worth saying no to the world. And Lord, what would you have for me to do?
Amen.
You have a few scattered remarks tonight. I'm going to ask Melissa to come to the piano. Playlist stand. You know, there might not be very many, but that might be a good time to fix things.
That's right.
Or get closer to God. There might be things going on in your life that you're just not satisfied with. There may be things that you're seeking and asking for, that's not come to pass yet. That might be a good time to steal away an altar and lift up your voice to heaven.
Amen. That's right.
Jesus said to ask in the same scripture.
Yeah.
He said, if you ask in faith, believing, my Father will give it to you.
Amen.
It may not be there right whenever you want it, or just the way you want it, but I'll guarantee you, He will not lie to you.
Right.